You are now listening to Discover Your Potential with renowned radio talk show host and certified holistic practitioner, Cindy Gilman. So listen, participate, be inspired. Know that you can discover your potential. Here she is, Cindy Gilman.
Well, a good Sunday to all of you. And, you know, it's hard to believe this is the last Sunday in June. And next Sunday is July 4th. Boy, time does fly. And, yes, you're listening to Discover Your Potential. And I want to thank my patient producer, Doug, who has been so patient. He keeps everything roaming through technically on HD Radio. This is BBS Radio. So, Doug, I hope you had a good week.
I did. Thank you, Cindy. I hope yours was fantastic as well.
Yes, I think everybody's sick of wearing these masks.
I think we could say worse.
It definitely is a time of change. I know many people have said to me, you know, oh, these masks. Every time I go somewhere, I wear the mask. I wear it outside. If I'm outside near someone, I put on the mask. Well, you know, I listen to Dr. Fauci on TV, and according to him, it's very important that we wear our masks, that we wash our hands a lot. COVID-19 has really shifted our lives in a different way. And but you know what? We'll get through this. We will get through this. So I know people are stressed, and it's a different way of life now, but things will get better. Many people ask me, why do you call the program Discover Your Potential? I firmly believe that everyone has within them the ability to change their life in a positive way. And although I have been asked, why do you often have guests of different occupations or different areas of work? And I think people can learn from other people's experiences, not just spiritual and holistic people, but people in every walk of life and what their journey has brought to them, that sometimes the universe has an interesting way of pointing us in the direction that we should be. So, I'm going to read something inspirational for you. I do want to mention that if you miss all of today's programs, you can go to wdyptalkradio.com, which is W, Discover Your Potential, DYP, talkradio.com, to hear podcasts of all the past shows. And there is also a guided meditation to help you relax. And yes, I will repeat this again. Do not listen to the meditation while you are driving, because you don't want to close your eyes while you're driving. So our number here is 888-627-6008. I'm going to read something inspirational for you. Never give up your dreams. Imagine what you want for tomorrow. feel it, sense it, fill your soul with it. Dare the impossible, because deep down inside, you know it can be done. Be afraid, but not foolish. Have courage, and balance it with strength. Be confident in who you are. Don't be afraid to grow. Above all, know what your inner spirit wants. Listen to your hopes and dreams. Listen to the unseen element inside you. Listen to the sounds that are beyond hearing. Listen to the one part of you that knows no boundaries and walks hand in hand with you throughout your life. Never give up your dreams, for they were meant to come true. And I really love that. So, I'm going to move things around a bit here. Have an interesting program today. You know, over the many decades that I have been involved in my work and over the years that I have talked with a number of holistic practitioners, everyone seems to have their own method, their own methodology of how they work. And today, our guest has synthesized a variety of Western and Eastern philosophies, which he will explain fully. And he has a center where he does his work, and he has some very interesting things to explain his system. So I want to welcome to Discover Your Potential, Tom Tam. Hi, Tom.
Hi, this is Tom Tam. So how are you guys doing?
We're doing. How are you doing?
We are doing good. And now it's more people beginning to come back to us. So we are still keep doing our job to healing. Now more people in the whole world pay attention to our healing already. So that is a big change, because a lot of people stay at home and we do the phone treatment, we do the program, we do the Zoom, we do many, many of them. So now we have close to 3,000 people a week. Then the people keep calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So
you touch a lot of lives.
So because we different than another system. So no matter where I go to the seminar, then I tell the people what is going on in the whole world, what the Western medicine, what they miss.
Right.
That is my job, to tell everyone and spread our knowledge to the whole world.
You have an interesting way that you do your work. You synthesize. Well, first of all, you always tell people, and I think it's very important, that they talk to their doctors, that they get their diagnoses, and you don't interfere with their traditional treatment, but you have developed your own method, which includes a variety of different methodologies. So can you explain it?
Diagnose is the medical doctor's job. It is not our job, because they have all the modern equipment. So the equipment on the text, they can tell the people what they have. So they kind of equipment include the blood test, include the X-ray, MRI, CAT scan, whatever they do. They have a lot of the knowledge. So the doctor is doing the best, diagnose. But the trouble is, when the doctor diagnose the people, does not mean they know how to heal the people. Like a UCL mechanic, you know what is wrong in my car, can you fix my car?
Right.
So one thing really simple. Any of the autoimmune problem, doctor have a hard time to treat it. So I remember you have a patient, years ago have the lupus. So when the people have a lupus, doctor found the patient have a lupus, but what can the doctor do on the lupus?
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday I have a few people have a pancreas cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So the doctor diagnosed they have a pancreas cancer, what can they do? So that is that then we are keep doing our job to tell the people, if you have one type of problem, what should you do? So like the people have MS, Parkinson's,
right.
They diagnose, but this not mean they know how to heal the MS or the Parkinson's. Then in our thing, we have all different kind of class to help the people what is going on. Now, everybody phobia at home or in your office.
Right.
Is the virus. So the virus come, what can you do? We do not have the vaccine.
Right.
So that is a doctor, even though a lot of doctors don't know how to diagnose by the equipment, by the test method, to heal the virus, the coronavirus.
Right.
So when the people have it, what can they do? So why they have it? So we are using the knowledge from the West. But the West medicine, they have a hard time to heal. So we must know why they have the hard time to heal the problem.
Right.
So the major thing in my studying is we need to use the nerve system.
Uh-huh.
So when you understand the nerve system, then so many diseases, we can heal it. For example, the immune system. So what is the immune system? So everybody, you go to exercise, you go to change your diet, or you take some supplement, mineral, or whatever, to change the immune. So they kind of immune already confuse the people. Do the immune system relate with the nerve system?
Mm-hmm.
So what nerve control that immune system? I doubt how many people really pay attention what nerve control the immune system. Now they found out in the brain control the immune system. So, and if we can find out what nerve causes the immune system, then we can heal so many autoimmune problems. Then another thing we are more interested in our class. We have about, so far I still have about 200, around 200 people who have the cancer join us. So then the thing, why the people have a cancer problem?
Right.
That is everybody phobia on them. So we just say, what nerve caused the cancer? So on a lot of studies, they say, oh, the nerve. But what nerve? Where is the nerve? So we need to understand it. So when we understand the nerve system, then we can heal more while range cover all the kind of disease. So on the medical studying, we know they have the bioelectricity and biochemical.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody focus. The whole world, doesn't matter who you are, the people focus on biochemical. So you can see the biochemistry, then the drug company, whatever, they control all of them. Do you see anyone use the bioelectricity for healing? So that is the key. So the bioelectricity, they dependent on the nerve to pass a signal. Without the bioelectricity, the chemical is not function. They need the bioelectricity to trigger, then they can function. to make the healing or keep the body healthy. So that is what we do, is focus on the bioelectricity or the nervous system. Another thing lately we do is the energy. So a lot of people laughing on the energy. So
they're
because
laughing?
Laughing.
Did you say they're laughing?
Laugh. Yes. The thing is a joke.
I'm sorry?
So use the energy for healing, it is not a joke. So,
no.
So if you really study the on the collective unconsciousness, or you can study the placebo or nocebo, so all of them is the mind and the energy work also. So in the universe, everything is formed by the energy. But the energy is formed by the wave and the particle. So if we can understand the wave and the particle, then we can fix a lot of the signal in the body also. So that is in our practice.
How did Carl Jung influence you?
Carl Jung developed the collective unconsciousness. So
right.
On the collective unconsciousness, so they just say, in fact, in the collective unconsciousness, we can use the mirror neuron theory to explain it. So when you see something, then the image or the nerve in the mirror neuron will react. So that is can explain Carl Jung's collective unconsciousness. So this another thing, if you focus on something, then the energy can be passed also. So that is we use the collective unconsciousness theory for our healing system. So in our healing system, basically, number one, we must have the diagnosis. What is the diagnosis from their doctor? We never diagnose the people.
Right.
So in America, easy for the people to diagnose, be diagnosed by the doctor, but some people is confused. They don't know what the doctor now diagnose, because a lot of the disease, the doctor cannot diagnose either.
Right.
So that means we use another thing, they call the so-called the ouch point. So where is the problem? So where is the nerve around there? So we use all different.
Mm-hmm.
Then another thing is when we diagnose by the doctor, then we can find out where is the nerve. Why the nerve is a problem? Because the nerve, like a cable, pass the biosignal. So if this cable have the biosignal pass problem, they must have the blockage. So we are going to find out the blockage on the nerve. So different disease have different
blockages. Right.
So when you find the blockage, then you can use any technique.
So is that how you incorporate acupuncture?
Acupuncture,
by opening
massage, CSU, anything, even though you put the magnet there, they help also. But the trouble is, where is the blockage?
Right.
So on the blockage, different disease have different location of the blockage.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what we are doing. When you find the blockage, then open it. So acupuncture is only one technique. We can use it.
Right, that's why I said you incorporate so many different aspects in the way you work.
Oh, yes.
You use the points to, you know, to unblock those blockages. I mean, certain blockages can really wreak havoc with the body and the mind.
So, for example, like the people have the coronavirus. So where is the blockage of the for the immune to healing
right.
the virus? So on the virus, problem is some people have it. Some people do not have it.
Right.
So why? So So you just say, oh, because some people, the immune system is strong, some people is weak. So we understand that immune system, then we can find the blockage. So in Italy, many medical doctors use our method to heal mm-hmm. the coronavirus also. So we have the people in America, then we use the our technique and our theory to heal the coronavirus. So in fact, each class before we use this, just like a pray to God, pray to whatever, then we use our method for the whole world to heal the coronavirus also. So there's a very interesting story. Yeah. Hmm.
Do you think they'll find a vaccine?
Vaccine is a chemical.
Right.
So everybody in the whole world looking for the vaccine, but
right.
did any people look in the nerve system?
Right.
And without the vaccine, vaccine is not good for everybody.
Right.
Like the B Victoria virus. Now the vaccine is not good. So what is going on? So the vaccine have a limit also because the virus keep changing. So you keep
right.
develop the vaccine, but remember a lot of the people getting old, their body not function on the vaccine also. So you go to the hospital, then they force the doctor, nurse who working in the hospital, they must use a vaccine. So everybody looking the vaccine, like the vaccine for everything. So we don't believe vaccine for everything, but we believe build up your immune system, then you can survive.
Hmm.
Did
so
I make
you've
sense?
Worked. You've worked with people who have the virus.
I working on the people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, with the virus. Then in our treatment, usually 5-10 minutes, they can feel the big change.
Mm-hmm.
Virus is a virus. In fact, the whole history, we fighting for the virus also. Not only now, you can see, you know, thousand years ago, the human being already fighting with the virus. So the best way to heal against the virus is building up your immune system. And
no.
it's not dependent to taking the vaccine. Of course, we not against the vaccine. We are not
right.
deny their result also. But
well, you encourage people to stay in with their medical doctors and with their treatments.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes. So we do our own job, then the doctor do their job. So we are not bothered to each other. Or we can come by,
right.
or we can separate. Right?
Right.
Depending on what the patient like. Yeah. I have some people coming here, their family have their family or friend have this the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
But we do on the phone, we do on the internet. Then they have a good result also.
So you work with them by phone and on the internet?
Yes, yes. Now we have a few people a week already. So we have more and more people and international already. Yeah, so like last Saturday, then we have on the Zoom, 8 countries, the people on our Zoom, then there are more than 50 people getting healing for all different type problem. So if the people interested in our healing, they can go into our website.
Yes,
and
what
website
is your website?
It's www.tongrenstation.com. That's TONGREN. Station, like your radio station, tongrenstation.com.
Yeah.
Is this Yvonne?
Hi, Cindy. It's Yvonne.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having us tonight.
Oh, I'm so glad you came on. So, I know that you and your husband have both graduated as certified acupuncturists.
Yeah, in the New England Acupuncture School.
Yes, my brother and I are both graduates. My husband is in school
I'm
right
sorry,
now.
Your brother and you.
Yeah.
I both.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah.
Bring out
your mother.
So you do acupuncture generally at the center.
Yeah, in Quincy, Chinatown, Boston, in Haverhill, Massachusetts. Yeah, we have three locations.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've got three locations.
Oh yes, we're seeing patients now.
Now the patient beginning come back because they open it. You know, they come back. The people can make the tattoo, the people can go to the massage, they can go to the acupuncture and shiatsu, whatever.
And haircut.
And the haircut also. The more important thing is the haircut. Yeah. Because after the virus, then all the hippie on the street, you know, they need a cut, the hair.
I was in New York during the hippie days.
Oh, my God. That is the age I came down.
I still have my suede vest from my hippie days. But I wasn't a true hippie. I just wore the vest.
Yeah.
So let's go over, you know what? Stay with me. Stay with me, both of you. We're going to take a little break. And we'll be back in 1 minute. So stay with me, okay?
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
For decades, psychic medium Cindy Gilman has helped people connect with their loved ones who have passed and send spiritual energy to those in need. Now you can too. Phone sessions are individual and confidential. Now during this difficult time with COVID-19, she can help you more than ever. Everyone needs some healing. For your phone session, contact her via email cindy@cindygilman.com.
Okay, are you there?
Yeah, we are still here.
Tom and Yvonne?
Here.
So let's go over the different modalities that you have synthesized or incorporated in Tong Ren healing.
So we have all different types of modalities, and it stemmed from my father and my mother doing the acupuncture first in the early 80s, and since then he has developed new tools and systems such as Tong Ren. So
now tell me about Tong Ren.
Yes, so Tong Ren means bronze man in Chinese. And that means like a big statue of the acupuncture model. So we have a smaller version of that acupuncture model, and we use that to symbolize the patient, the person, family, relative, whoever that you're working on and sending that energy to. So it's about like a 1 foot tall plastic doll model, and we use a small magnetic hammer. And we use that hammer to tap on different points on that doll. So this can be done in distance, it can be done remotely, so that's why it was so powerful during this whole lockdown and quarantine. Because
do you and your dad have one of those Tong Ren with you now?
Yes.
Oh yes, we always, anywhere in our office, is all stained with the Tong Ren.
Can we hear what it sounds like when you're doing the tap?
That is the sound we are hitting on the door, then the mind thinking the blockage. So the mind use the mind to think and open the blockage. Can you hear that?
Absolutely. Let's send out healing
so
to the world.
Let me do it for the immune system. So that's for the immune. The immune system is on the spinal, on the thoracic T. 1, 2, 3, 4, 7. So when we finish this blockage area, then the people will increase their immune system. So that is what we are doing. And we are doing for the whole world just like a play. So, you know, in the Buddha's religion, when they pray, they hit in the called the wood fist. So that is the wood fist.
World peace. Okay. Tom, we have a caller online. Do you want to speak with them?
Oh, yes, any people, because I do on Dan Ray's radio WBC four times.
Okay.
Yes.
Welcome to Discover Your Potential. This is Cindy Gilman and with Tom Tam.
Hi, thank you so much, Cindy. Hi, Tom, how are you?
Hi. What can
Hi.
I do for
What's
you?
Your first name, dear?
Melissa.
Melissa.
Melon. Melissa. Oh, Melissa.
Hi, sir.
Now, have you been to Tom?
No, but I've heard about him.
Where are
okay.
you from?
Go ahead.
Where you
oh,
come
no, I've
from?
Heard about him, and I'm looking forward to speaking with him. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Yes.
Hi. So my question to you is, how do you, can you help with anxiety? We have so much anxiety going on in the world right now.
Oh, yes.
Right. And I'm definitely feeling it.
Yes,
so what can
then on the anxiety, they have the things. They have two things. One is that blockers can cause that the hormone change. Then the people can get it anxiety or any emotion problem. So if we change the confidence hormone or happy hormone, they have love hormone, all different kinds of hormone. Then we can change, make the people calm down. So in our class, the last 3 months, the first thing we do is for the immune. The second thing we do is for the emotion to calm down. So I have a student at home, is a 15 weeks. They not go now, psychological, what you think? So like so many people, like locked in the jail at home. So they have a lot of their emotion problem. So they
get
the emotion.
That's why we're sending out the energy for stress.
Yes. So usually the people have that kind of problem. Usually their blockage is on the right side of the neck also. So that is
where is it?
The right side of the neck.
The right
side
of
the neck?
Yeah. Yeah, on the SCM, on that area. So when we open, and another thing is in the frontal loop, in the brain. So we in the frontal loop, we call the acupuncture called the GB13 and GB14. So open that area, then people immediately calm down.
Okay, great.
Did
okay, well, thank you
question?
For calling in, Melissa.
Thank you, Cindy. Thank you so much.
We have the emotion class every Wednesday at 4 to 4:30 for emotion, psychological, memory also.
Yes, and you can access that through tongrenstation.com. You can watch our live broadcast and receive the healing. So it's Eastern time, 4 o'clock on Wednesdays.
Thank you all so much.
Okay, Melissa.
Okay, thank you, Cindy. Bye.
Bye-bye. So, well, that's interesting because we were sending out energy to the world for all the stress and anxiety people are feeling, and somebody called in to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So usually in our emotion class, it's a few doctors running.
Yes.
The first one is Dr. Hilary Bender. So he's a professor on the Massachusetts School of
Psychology.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Then the second one is Dr. Shah. He's from Maine. Mm-hmm. He worked in the General Hospital also. Then now is Dr. Goldman.
Yeah.
Dr. Goldman is a professor in UMass. So there's a free doctors running the class, and each Wednesday 4 to 4:30. Interesting.
Very interesting.
Now the doctor run it, not me, because I have too many classes.
I know, and the fact that we've been cooped up so much because we had to stay in, people, they didn't want people to go out or be in groups, so it takes a toll on people.
Yes. So that's what we can do to help more and more people now.
So you started to explain Tong Ren, the Bronze Man. Where did you come up with this idea?
I just, the idea came out about 30 years ago, yeah. So I just, by the mistake, and put a needle on the paper. The paper, I draw my student's picture on the paper. She was the sciatica. So when I put the needle on the paper, her pain gone about 5-10 minutes, very strange. Then I think, because in China, they have the Qigong healing. Qigong,
right.
The energy can heal the people. So,
would you explain to our audience what Qigong is?
Qigong is the Chinese energy healing in the history have almost 5,000 years. So now they're still popular in China for the energy healing. In America, the Qigong healing beginning popular also
right.
The last 30 years. So the energy, because each nation have the energy healing, even though the American Indian, they have the energy healing. So we cannot deny the energy healing, but how can we really make it on a scientist to use for that healing? Then after I tried the people on the Qigong, then I say my energy, my Qi have a limit, my energy have a limit. So I study on Carl Jung's theory on the collective unconsciousness. But the collective unconsciousness, that is unlimited. Can we use the collective unconsciousness? Can we join it together? Then form our own collective unconsciousness. So that is the beginning. Then we can use the mind to focus on the acupuncture point or the nerve. Or where is the problem or where is the pain? Then we can use our mind to pass the signal to the patient, then they can get in healed. So that is about 30 years ago. But our healing is not related with any religion.
Right.
Because we believe we are the science. So if our people come to us, they don't need to believe any religion. Did I make sense? That's about 30 years ago already. Then I begin and form our class. We call the guinea pig class or call the Tong Ren guinea pig class. Now how many thousand people then in the whole world, so many countries have our people practice already.
Right.
So this means we form the bigger the collective unconsciousness.
Right.
Yes.
So the Qi energy.
The Qi,
the
yes.
Qi energy is the universal energy.
Because each nation or each religion or each healing system, they have the energy, but they're pronounced different. The Qi in Japan is called the Qi. So different people, they believe different way of the energy. But in our belief, the energy symbol. Particle and wave, or we call the duality. So they must have the particle and the wave. So now, lately, we develop a lot of the different type, the equipment, based on the quantum physics, use the the duality of the particle and wave, and we are success with our development.
So, Tong Ren was developed in the 1990s.
Yes, or the end of the 1980, just around that time, because they said around 30 years ago already.
Right.
Yes.
But you call it Tom Tam Healing System.
Tom Tam Healing System, Tong Ren is a part of the Tom Tam Healing System. So the Tom Tam Healing System, the major thing is, where is that blockage? So different disease have a different types of blockage. I wrote a book. We call it Lazy Bumps Healing. So on the
What's
Lazy Bumps Healing, the book,
Lazy
the name of
Bumps
the book.
Healing?
Yeah, because it's so simple and so easy. So we just tap the doll, and that sends the intention and the energy. So it's so
right.
Simple, just for the lazy bumps.
Lazy
so
bump
on my
feeling.
Book, just explain where is the location of the blockers for each disease. So on this book, already translates 18 languages already.
Really?
Yes.
All over the world.
So in the whole world, you can see how many countries, 18 countries, translates
wow.
My book.
And they're all reading the Lazy Bums Healing.
Yes.
Yes, it's a reference guide, so which disease has which
right.
Points that you can tap on.
Uh-huh. So it's part, it's almost part of self-healing.
Yes, you
yes.
Can tap for yourself.
Self-healing, yes.
You have your
yes.
Own doll.
You need to learn so much, just look in the chart, then they find out what is going on.
So I have, in front of me, I have your booklet, not the Lazy Bums Healing. I have the booklet that you give out at your center, and
mm-hmm.
It's called Tong Ren Healing
yes.
Classes.
Yeah, the true booklet.
And it shows the Tong Ren, the bronze man, and... So when people come to a group and you're working with a group, do they each tell you what's going on?
Yes, yes. In our group healing, usually we have around 100 people. The most we have is about 130 people. So we are one by one, we are not miss anyone. So some people have leukemia, some people have MS, some people have Parkinson's, some people whatever.
Right.
So some people psychological, you name it, we almost have it.
So
then one by one, we treated them.
Yes, so they're participants either in person, they could show up here, or they can watch online, and even attending online, people get the positive results, and they
right.
Still send the news that their blood work
right,
is normal.
Because healing energy, distance is not a factor. It can
no,
go
no,
where it's
no
needed.
No distance, no time.
No time, no space.
Right.
Yes.
And,
so a lot of people learn to at home also.
A lot of people take the classes at home.
Yeah,
many people do at home. Like we, just a few years, 4 years ago, we have one from Georgia. So one nurse had the lung cancer. Doctor said no hope. Then the husband came to us. We just said go home and bend the door. Hey, 2 weeks, 18 and a half, the tumor disappeared.
Out of 19 tumors, and the doctor
really?
Gave her 3 months to live.
Yeah, now still alive.
Yes. And she was still smoking a pack of cigarettes a day because she thought she was a goner. She said, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die happy. So she continued one pack a day,
yes.
But the husband tapped for her with the Tong Ren doll and hammer every morning.
So he tapped for her.
Yes, he tapped for her.
Yeah, the husband tapped. Then the wife can heal. That last year they came over here to say hi to us.
And to say thank
they
you.
They say still alive.
Right.
And going back to work. So we have a lot of kind of cases.
Well, I noticed when I was there, you have quite a collection of M&Ms.
Oh, yes. M&M on the medical study and on the placebo study, they beat the process. So
I got such a kick out of people coming in and bringing you you've got M&Ms everywhere.
Yes.
I'm staring at an M&M Elvis right now on the
right.
table.
Because the people, we have the whatever you call, many people get healed. So like the woman have lung cancer, when you get healed, you have a good news. Can you buy a pack of M&M to the class to share to everybody?
And that's how it started?
Yes.
Yes.
So,
and now everybody brings M&Ms?
Yeah. When they have good news.
When they have a good news.
Yes.
When they heal.
Pardon?
We work for M&Ms.
What did you say?
We work for M&Ms here.
You work for M&Ms.
That's when the people heal on the cancer. So like the people have the lung cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have two M&M on the last Wednesday. Two mm-hmm. women have the ovarian cancer. The doctor said, wow, no more. It's 5 years, no more cancer.
Yeah.
Then they brought the M&M to the class.
Celebrate.
They should have brought you a ton of M&Ms.
We cannot handle it, you know. One is it. Because so many people get healed, you know. When you come here, you can
right.
see how many people have cancer get healed. Yeah, so...
And there's, they still go to their traditional appointments, but they also come to you.
Yes.
No, yes and no. Mm-hmm. Some people, yes. Some no.
Mm-hmm.
So, because some people, like the one from Georgia, doctor said you're going to die only a few weeks. So, but, of course, then they go to check up by the doctor.
Yes.
But they give up from all of the chemo
yes.
already.
So we have people that do traditional and some people that do not do any and everything in between, you know. But
right.
for the diagnosis and for the clear scan, we do not scan. We have that done by the doctors and the traditional doctors. They have the equipment for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So like
where do you see, what do you think the future of Tongren healing is going to be?
I think we already begin to spread more and more and more country translates our book. So you can go into, especially in Europe. Then we are 10 years in Italy. So how many Italian doctors use our method or our theory already? In Italy, I went into the medical school and the Italian Medical Association invites me to speak. 7 hours. So you can see last year I was in Taiwan, 500
mm-hmm.
people coming to join my seminar, included the college. The medical school come to study with me. So I say, you know, the whole world is beginning. Now a lot of my students, they teach already. So not
really?
Just say, Tom Tim, you teach. No, the next generation come already. So
some of your students are already teaching the method?
Also, they write their own book already.
Really?
So they can see how many people we heal.
And some people, after they receive the healing, they write their story about how the Tom Tam healing system and Tong Ren helped them. Like 5.4%
yes.
is a book that one of our patients read.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He had a 5.4% chance of surviving pancreatic cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But
he's still alive.
Still alive, 12 years later.
And another guy, still the rich cat is still alive on the same time, penguin and liver. So who can survive? You can see how many of our penguin liver cancer survive.
So a lot of people have written tributes to you with the results that you've come up with.
Oh, yes. 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 So when we in 10 rays, so 2 hours, then you can see how many people keep calling in. So how many patients say, I'm healed, include the governor. The governor say, I have a heart problem, completely gone. So that is too serious. So many stories in here, you know. Then many people, we have a new book coming, is Hattie.
Yes.
What's the new book called?
I'm not sure it has a title yet, but she had lymphoma.
She had a lymphoma, more lymphoma. She getting healed. Then she working on
Boston Globe
and New York Times, I think. A lot of them. Then she go to write a book. But she almost finished.
Now, who is this?
Her name is Hattie Bernstein.
Okay.
And she's been following us, the Tongren, and receiving Tongren for all 3 years now. So she is almost finished on her book.
All right, well, make sure and let me know what the title of the book
is. We'll send you one.
We can mention it here. Can we talk a little bit about, does Tongren healing work on animals?
Usually we have the class only for the animal.
You have
one particular class? Because the animal in our office not allowed to carry the animal to our office.
Right.
So we cannot have the class for the animal. But usually we have a few people run the class only for the animal.
Usually online or through the phone.
Yes.
We've treated cats, dogs, horses.
Right. I was going to say, if you do it by phone or by internet.
Yes. So many story about we healing the animal also. Because the brainwave, animal and human can exchange the message. So the same energy. In fact, when we do the energy healing, a lot of time the cat, the dog, they come to the patient also. Very interesting.
Yeah. They just feel the healing energy. They don't have a blockage in their mind thinking like, oh, what is this? How does this work? They just feel the energy and they want to be better.
Right. They're very receptive to healing.
Very.
Yes.
They're very receptive.
So we told the people who in the hospital, when they're in the coma, we wake them up also.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So not to say, oh, placebo effect, then you believe, no, the brain wave can change the particle and wave. So that is a quantum physics. On the double slit experience.
I think people in comas can, even through their subconscious, they can hear us, they can accept the healing, and they can wake up.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes. Not only I do it, the student, the doctor, medical doctor, do it also. Yeah. So very interesting story.
It is. It's very interesting. We're going to take one more little quick break. Stay with me, and when we come back, I want you to think about some last-minute things you'd like to say to the audience, and I want to give out your information. So stay with me. We'll be right back after this.
Okay.
For decades, psychic medium Cindy Gilman has helped people connect with their loved ones who have passed and send spiritual energy to those in need. Now you can too. Phone sessions are individual and confidential. Now during this difficult time with COVID-19, she can help you more than ever. Everyone needs some healing. For your phone session, contact her via email cindy@cindygilman.com.
So, we have 2 minutes left. I want to give out your websites again, and that's www. Are you there?
www.tongrentstation.com.
Is there another website?
We do have tomtamhealing.com and tamhealing.com, but most of our website development and the live broadcast for the classes is available at tongrenstation.com.
Okay.
The healing in the tongrenstation.com is
okay.
Free.
Well,
also,
thank you. I thank you for being with me on this Sunday. I appreciate your time. Good luck with all of your work and the work that you're doing to help others. And again, thank you both so much.
Thank you, Cindy.
Okay,
okay, Doug.
All right.
You're ready for my music.
The only music that makes